Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Together.
Welcome back to the Laundry Day Podcast. I'm your host, Lila, and I'm here with my co-host and co-husband, James. We're here to give you your weekly recap to current events in pop culture. Hold on.
Oh, God.
All right, this is going to be a rough one, but we're going to get through it. Sick as shit. Still no time to sleep. Just podcast and work. So that's what we're gonna do. Let's go. First on the docket.
I'm so angry.
I really want to say that every time. What is your problem?
I can't describe it. I don't know. I'm just angry.
Okay, but get over it, because like now we're doing it and you're being annoying.
Okay.
Honestly, I could just do this by myself. You don't really even need to be here. It's gonna be quick because my voice can't handle it. Stop. You're making it a thing. It doesn't have to be a thing. Don't draw attention to it. It will be fine. First on the docket, did you hear another fighter has entered the ring in the war of the chicken sandwiches?
No.
No, you didn't hear? Or no, no what?
I didn't hear. You just asked me a question.
People, like, you just said no? Like, you have no clue what I'm talking about? Like,
no.
You've just been sitting in a fucking rock. This is, like, 2 weeks old news. Like, this is not even new news. This
no.
is old news.
I have no idea who you're talking
you have
about.
No fucking clue what I'm talking
no.
about.
No.
All right, well, take a guess. Who's coming out with a chicken sandwich now?
Oh, God.
It'll come and go.
I know, but it's...
It's fine. It'll come and go. Stop. Don't... leave it alone.
My blood just boils. McDonald's?
Okay. If you don't want to do this, you could, like, leave.
No, I want it.
McDonald's has several chicken sandwiches.
Hold on. I actually
okay,
know.
But
Taco Bell?
Forget it because... Okay, think about what I asked you. War of the chicken sandwiches currently is going on between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. Two chicken chains. You
KFC,
say McDonald's.
KFC.
Okay, thank you.
KFC
has announced that they're launching... They're testing a combination of chicken and glazed donuts.
What do you mean?
It's a chicken sandwich, but the bread is glazed donuts.
What's wrong with regular bread?
That's the thing that they're doing. That's it. KFC is now coming out with a chicken sandwich with chicken in the middle and two glazed donuts. Do you not understanding? Like, that's what
no,
they're coming
I get
out
it,
with.
But.
You're saying what's wrong with bread, though? Like, that's your response?
Yeah,
what's
like, why wouldn't you just
bread?
Use bread? Like, it's
but,
chicken
okay,
and
we're
bread.
We're past that, though, because didn't they make a sandwich out of chicken with chicken as the bread? Like, what?
Keto.
Come on.
That's smart, actually.
But you said what's wrong with the bread? They clearly want to innovate the bread situation, so let them do it.
I don't like
My
it.
My instant reaction is, why is this only in Pittsburgh and Virginia? I feel like we need to take
well,
a
kind of makes sense.
Take a drive. I mean, yeah, that kind of makes sense. I don't think they leave
I will
their
not,
cars down there.
I wouldn't drive 4 minutes for this sandwich.
I would drive 4 minutes for the sandwich. 4 minutes is not that long. It takes us 4 minutes to get out of the neighborhood.
I don't like mixing like so many. Like, just have a donut or have chicken. Just have
what?
A donut or have chicken. Don't have everything together.
Those are also two things that like you wouldn't normally eat together. So it's like, it's not donut or chicken. It's just like.
Go out to
like
get
not,
chicken.
Those wouldn't be in the same
go out,
sentence.
Go out to get chicken and then go out to get donuts for dessert. Don't have them together. they're not even in the race. They're not in the race.
No. Okay.
Okay, next.
Don't say next. We
next.
Don't say next. This is not that MTV show. Where they get in the cars, and they get out of the bus, and she says, next. It's not
oh,
that.
I used to love that
I
show.
I love that show. That show was fucking amazing.
Oh, what happened to MTV?
It's not. We should bring that back. Stop.
Sorry.
Right, this is going to end pretty quickly. Next, on the docket, did you hear about the latest Twitter beef? I know you don't have Twitter, but are you like up to date on Twitter beef?
No.
Okay. Well, the most amazing thing happened last week where Aaron Carter and Nick Carter aired all of the secrets.
Of what? What secrets?
All of the dirty laundry. So it...
they were dead, honestly.
It, what?
I didn't even know they were alive.
You didn't know they were alive?
Or Aaron. Where did Who's you think the younger one, were? Aaron or Nick?
Aaron is the younger one. I want candy.
Oh,
I want to be like Mike.
Those are bangers.
Those were hits. Those still slap. But then Nick Carter is the Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, I know that.
You got that?
I know
that. All right. Stay with me here.
So what's the dirty laundry?
Okay, so there's so much. So Nick, believe it or not, Nick Carter started the bullshit. He said, he went on to say, after careful consideration, my sister Angel and I regret that we were required to seek a restraining order today against our brother Aaron. In light of Aaron's increasingly alarming behavior, his recent confession that he harbors thoughts and intentions of killing my pregnant wife and unborn child, we were left with no choice but to take every measure possible to protect ourselves and our family. We love our brother and truly hope he gets the proper treatment he needs before any harm comes to himself or anyone else. So Aaron Carter, so what Nick Carter is saying, I got a restraining order because fucking my brother's crazy and is thinking about killing my wife and my kid.
Yeah, right? Like,
okay. Just, there's more. Aaron Carter goes ape shit on Twitter. I can't read all the tweets. There's way too many. But then he comes out to say, dropping major bombs on Nick being part of this like scandal, like raping little girls and like sexually harassing girls. It's insane. Let me find one of the tweets. One of the girls actually that are like, I don't know, you call them a victim of Nick Carter or an accuser of Nick Carter. She actually jumped on this thread of tweets and like totally, it's absolutely insane. So let me.
But why on why say anything on Twitter? They're probably both going to have albums out in a month.
You're missing the point. It's already on Twitter. What do you think of the situation that has unfolded?
I think it's ridiculous that it's even on Twitter.
Forget the Twitter thing. This could be in a journal we're reading 30 years from now. How fucking insane is this?
It's fucked up. But like if my brother was like threatening to kill my family, I'm not throwing out Twitter fingers.
Are you saying like Nick from the beginning should have even said anything about the restraining order and just like done it and like not told anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a smart thing to do. Like nobody's going to ask him like, oh, hey, why don't you hang out with your brother? Oh, I got 100 feet restraining order against him.
Yeah.
Like 100 yards or whatever it is.
I bet you in a month, like, they both have albums coming out.
Albums?
Yeah, this is like...
You think Aaron Carter is going to come out with an album in 2019?
Guarantee you.
Okay, did you not see he trolled Nick Carter? I mean, yeah, he trolled Nick Carter on Instagram wearing an NSYNC shirt, singing NSYNC, sounding terrible. He is a complete crackhead. You don't know that?
Yeah, I saw pictures of him. He looks like a crackhead.
Complete crackhead. Like, addicted to everything, in and out of rehab, like, nuts.
Yeah.
I feel like we had another episode, like, a couple years ago talking about Aaron Carter and saying how fucking crackhead he was then.
Yeah, we did. Like, one of the first episodes.
It was like, yeah, that was, oh, man. Yeah. Just got deja vu.
Yeah.
That was weird. We should find that episode and, like, piece it in. It's probably still relevant because he's fucking insane. How fucking crazy is that?
It's crazy, but...
Do you feel that Nick Carter definitely did that shit? I was going to say, do you think Nick Carter would be one to do that shit? Come on.
The harassment?
Yeah.
Probably.
Who's not?
But like still.
All the boy bands. Especially he was the only good looking one in Backstreet Boys. Huh?
Keep that shit to yourselves. Like go on Twitter.
That's not what celebrities don't keep anything to themselves. They got to tell everybody everything.
I guess.
Oh shit. We're about to take a turn.
What?
Did you see that Sandy Hook video?
No.
Oh, shit. You gotta pull that shit up right now.
What is it?
So, Sandy Hook Promise is like an organization to fighting mass shootings and fighting for gun control. And they released this crazy, uncomfortable video, this back to school video. You have to watch it if you haven't.
I think I did watch it.
Okay, you either did or you didn't.
I saw. So explain it.
Okay, so the video basically shows like a boy smiling and talking about, oh, I got the perfect backpack that my mom got me. And then it's like another girl who's like, oh, love these folders. They're perfect for, you know, folding my stuff. And then the next guy was like, oh, hey, love these headphones, like soundproof headphones. Put a headphones on. You hear like gunshots in the background. Crazy.
Who put that out?
Am I talking to myself here or who am I talking to?
Who put
the Sandy Hook Promise.
Oh, wow. That's dark.
Yeah.
Why would they put that out, though?
What?
Why would they do that?
What do you mean, why?
Like, what's the point? What was the point of it?
Well, the point was to help prevent these mass shootings, draw attention to it. It's like a PSA.
Sounds like a weak attempt or an awkward attempt. I don't like it.
The CNN article that I read about it says the Back to School Essentials public service announcement debuted Wednesday morning, purports to show off the items each student needs to have in the new school year. But in reality, it's a chilling battle cry against school shooting, which stresses that these acts are violent. Of violence can be prevented. It's in my headphones. Okay, thank you. Now that you've watched the video, jaw is dropped. Thank you. That's more the reaction I wanted from you. Whenever you're ready.
That was so brutal.
Are you gonna cry?
I teared up a little bit.
Then it's doing what it's supposed to.
I mean, I get the point.
So how do you feel about the video overall? Good, bad? Do you feel like it's getting the message across?
It got the message across. For sure. I mean, that was like...
I have chills and I've watched it.
They went super hard.
I've watched it already. Definitely could have lived my life without watching it again.
I mean, I don't even... I get it.
Get what?
I get the point of like, I get what they were trying to do with it, but wow.
All right. Thank you for all your input. So what are your thoughts on gun control while we're on the topic?
Oh my God. Really? We're going to get into gun control?
I'm just wondering, like, give me your overarching and, you know, how does this play a role on that? Does seeing this video affect your thoughts on it at all? That was a multi-parted question. So answer the first part first. And then,
what was the first part?
What are your thoughts on gun control? And does seeing this video affect your thoughts on it?
No, seeing the video doesn't affect my thoughts on it. I think it's really... I'll try to do a quick synopsis of my thoughts on gun control. So there obviously has to be more mandates on who can get a gun and who can't and how difficult it is or not difficult. So like the ban on assault rifles, obviously that's, I can't.
Hello? Are you okay? What the fuck is happening right now? You having a seizure?
Hold on. I got to get my thoughts together. So my thoughts on gun control are, well, what are your thoughts?
Are you recording?
Yeah.
So were you not recording?
I was.
What are my thoughts on gun control? Yeah. Things got to change. Like, bottom line, things, broad spectrum, everything's got to change. You have to change. Why is just it so easy? Like, maybe it's not easy in some states along the way, but in most middle America states, you can walk right into your local Walmart and buy a rifle right there. And also, not only is it easy, okay, your argument, oh, it's not easy, you need all this document, you need all this, okay, fine. As it should be as difficult as possible, and you should not be able to buy an assault rifle. Any semi-automatic weapons should not be in civilian hands.
Yeah, but do you know what the definition of semi-automatic is?
Semi-automatic versus
an automatic?
Ch-ch-ch. Don't you have to ch-ch-ch it?
No.
Or you could just tick,
tick, tick, no, no. Tick, tick. Common misconception is that a semi-automatic is you hold down the trigger and bullets come out.
Yeah.
That's not true.
So what's that?
That's an automatic.
Okay, yeah, that and the other
those
one.
Are banned.
Okay, so both.
Automatic is banned.
Honestly, both.
Okay.
So then the other ones too. Both. You should not. Because if you shoot a deer, say you get one of those guns, you shoot a deer with that. It's going to explode into a million pieces.
No.
No?
No, it's. What kind of gun are you talking about? A bazooka?
I'm talking about the tick, 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 tick.
An automatic?
Yeah.
But those are banned.
AK-47 is banned? So how are people getting them and killing people with them?
Because some AK-47 is not always automatic.
Okay. Whatever multiple definitions you want to put on it, the big ones with a lot of bullets that shoot a lot at one time, all of those need to not be in civilian hands.
They are banned. They are not
from
sold.
From where? You just said that you said that one is banned and then the other one isn't.
A semi-automatic. You have to pull the trigger every time a bullet comes
that
out.
That one
you pull
is
the
or
trigger.
Is it not?
It's
banned.
Not. No.
So that one should be banned. I'm saying all of them.
All.
Whether you have to click click or you have to tuck tuck.
So you're saying all guns should be banned.
Not all. You're not listening. Handguns are different.
Okay.
Handgun, I feel like, is fine.
Okay.
Because you have to fucking reload that bitch.
I think more of a gun issue than you think. More, it's more of a gun issue than anything. I think
the issue of gun control is guns. Guns are the issue.
Is it?
We shouldn't.
Or is it mental health issue?
5 seconds ago, you didn't have any thoughts on this. Now
that's why
he's Mr. Opinionated.
That's why I asked you your opinion so you can get mine going. Because
okay, so you need to hear my opinion so you could disagree with it. Because
I don't
understand where you're even coming from. I don't think if I really had it my way, nobody would have guns. Why do we need them? If none of us had them, then none of us would need to protect ourselves from them. No one's a cop walks up to you, you're going to pull your gun out and shoot the cop?
No.
No. So why do we, I don't understand, as civilians, why do we need to, the right to bear arms was when they had muskets. It's not about that was a completely different time. And this time, who is walking around in New York City with a holster on, waiting to get robbed, and actually has successfully not gotten robbed by having a gun on them? That has not happened.
Well, I don't think you can carry. I don't think you can carry New York City, but
I know that's what I'm saying.
Some people do. There are some people that hunt for their food. Those are people that need guns. That still happens.
Okay.
And I think that having a gun in the house to protect yourself is very important.
Okay, I have rebuttals to both of those. Anything else?
Go ahead.
Okay, so the first one, the hunt for their food.
Yeah.
Okay. Wherever these barbarians are, they can stay wherever the fuck they're at without a fucking semi-automatic weapon. You can also hunt with other things that aren't guns if you're good enough. I mean, when you say people are hunting for their food, I automatically think of Native Americans on reservation, even though that's probably not what's happening.
No.
Anymore. Like, I think of Native people hunting for their food, which there are Native people in other countries hunting for their food all the time without weapons. So not a fair argument, but fine. I'll keep going. And then what was the other thing?
Protection in the house.
Protection in the house. You could protect yourself with a baseball bat, if the killer's got a gun, which he wouldn't have a gun if we were living in Lila's world where no one has guns, he wouldn't have a gun to kill you. So you could fight him with literally anything.
How do you know?
You could throw a dart at his head. Okay. You could just be knife throwing. Like, get other skills. You want to protect everyone. Oh, I need something to protect myself. Learn jiu-jitsu, motherfucker. Learn to fucking flip and dodge a bullet. I don't know. Like, learn other ways to defend yourself other than just, you know, shooting guns.
If a guy
on a range.
So you're too.
Like, I'm talking about, like, not at war. I'm also, like, talking about, like, civilian life. Like, not at war. Like, at war, we obviously need guns. You're trying to kill people. Like, killing people is not the goal. Right. Then that's okay. But like on normal day to day, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, we do not need weapons. Like us people who sit at computers and people who do normal jobs. Why do I need a fucking gun garage?
I don't think you need a gun garage, but I think there is some people that use it for hunting. There is some people that use it for self-defense. And I think that however hard you make it to get a gun, if somebody wants to kill people, they're going to find a way to do it with a gun. So it's not as easy as like every time a tragedy happens, it's people protesting to ban firearms. It's like, it's not that easy. If somebody wants to kill a bunch of kids in a school, they're going to do it.
You say it's not that easy. We're going to talk about this for like 2 more seconds and then we're going to be done because we could talk about this all day, but there's other countries that are doing just fine with no guns and no kids are being killed going to school.
Right. So I know. So
it's just like, it's a weird thing to say, like, why is America so different and so unlike every other country where, you know, they don't have these thoughts about killing kids in their school.
We also have like the largest percentage of people with mental health issues that and prescription drug problems also. So that's like a big factor in people that are murdering kids.
Okay. Valid.
Yeah.
So you pair mental health issues, drug abuse with access to guns.
Not drug abuse so much as side effects.
Addiction, whatever it is. Still a mental health issue. Whatever it is, pair that with accessible guns.
Less of an addiction to drugs than side effect to said drugs.
Mm. So tip the scale, more mental health assistance and provided care for those who need.
I think so, but it sounds easy, but it's not.
And limit access to firearms. I feel like that is a fair trade-off that could benefit the entire country. And, you know, one day, you know, Lila 2020, fuck it up. Let's keep it moving, though, because I feel like we could fucking just go off. So this is a funny one. R. Kelly. So this is on R. Kelly. The woman who paid for his bail, $100,000 for his bail, is now wanting to be reimbursed now that he's back in jail.
She wants to be reimbursed?
She wants to be reimbursed. She's...
How? It doesn't look like... you couldn't afford it in the first place.
The judge just ruled that, nah, bitch. Nah, you're not getting your money back. First of all, why did she want to bail out R. Kelly?
I don't know. Wasn't she his cousin or his aunt or something?
Her name was Valencia Love. Well, that's a name. And hold on. Like a
porn star.
Huh?
It's like a porn star.
Oh, maybe. I mean, I'm just thinking, excuse me. How do you ask for your... I don't think you could get your money back no matter whose bail or bond you pay. Like, who's paying you back for that if they go back to jail? Nobody. That's like not a thing. Ever.
Unless there was like a written agreement.
Yeah. But no, you paid $100,000 on good faith of R. Kelly, who is video proof of him peeing on underage girls. You paid for his bail thinking what? His innocence? I'm confused. Yeah. Like where she thought in her...
Well, she's just trying her to make headlines.
Her mind that she was going to get her money back. Yeah. Like what?
She's retarded.
You're really making this really fucking difficult, and you're driving me fucking crazy.
Lila, you don't have to make it weird.
We don't have to do this for long, but you're really making it fucking difficult to keep this going. Like, I want to bang my head against a fucking wall.
You should do it.
We're going to close this out with an is your outrage justified?
Hold on, wait. You didn't talk about anything about Tekashi 6ix9ine?
I can't hear you in my headphones, so you're going to have to talk louder.
You have an ear out.
I can't hear you, out of my ear.
I said you didn't hear anything about Tekashi 6ix9ine? You don't have nothing?
I don't know who Tekashi 6ix9ine is.
The guy with the rainbow hair snitching on everybody?
Oh, I don't follow that.
So he had... he's oh, facing, so
you're just
like,
gonna do it? Yeah. You're just gonna do a segment?
Because it's so funny.
Do you have facts?
Yeah, I read the whole thing.
Okay, feed it to us.
So he's facing like a lot of time in jail because he was running. He was, you know, he blew up out of nowhere, and he was, I guess he sort of joined the gang. Some kind of.
It's not sort of. I need facts. Give me all the info. Who is he?
But I'm talking. Tekashi? But I'm like in the middle of having a sentence. Tekashi 6ix9ine was a rapper that blew up. The rainbow hair, face tattoo, 69.
Do you know a song?
You wouldn't know any songs. Like, you're the pop culture person. You don't know who this is? Anyway, so.
So why do you know?
Because the trial is amazing. Because
Barstool is talking about it?
No, because he snitched on everybody. He took a deal, basically. He took a plea deal. Rather than facing, like, 40 years to life, he took a plea deal. And just, like, he was in the courtroom, like, do you see anybody here that, like, you were doing illegal activities with? Yeah, that guy over there shot a couple guys in their car. This guy did that. It was amazing. He was snitching on everybody. It was amazing.
In the room?
Yeah, in the courtroom. Because there's two other people that were in his crew that like are on trial for doing illegal things, and he was just pointing them out.
What is he in jail for?
I don't know what the actual charges are. I don't know what the actual charges were, but he like admitted to doing drive-bys with people, everything. It was amazing.
And see, I'm very uninterested in this topic. Okay. Like it's
just as uninterested as I was in R. Kelly. Next.
You've been uninterested the entire time, so
not really.
Don't next. Say next.
I just did.
Don't.
Next.
Man, I could really use an AK-47 right now. I really
see.
Fuck you up.
Mental health. She's psycho.
So we're gonna end this, Sana. Fuck you. Is your outrage justified? So this is a segment I like to do where we cover a recent topic that has caused some outrage and we decide if it's justified. Here we go. H&M in the news again. Yo, H&M stays fucking up. But they came under the shitstorm of 2019 for this girl's hair. Do you see this?
No.
Can you see with your glasses?
Yeah.
Black girl, hair in a pony in the back.
So who's outraged?
This guy named Vernon Francois. He put this whole thing on Instagram calling H&M out. Oh my God. You let these, hold on, I can find it and read the whole thing if you want. But
no, I don't.
It's not
just
even
tell
that
me
important.
The gist.
The gist is he's kind of brought it to light, this image. And oh shit, sorry.
Give me the gist.
Hold on, I have it right here. This is what the Instagram post said. He said, it's essential that we have a conversation about this photograph from H&M Kids campaign. Before I begin, I do not have the facts, nor I have the statement by H&M or the team who worked on this. My heart breaks imagining yet another girl from my community sitting in front of the mirror being ignored by the team around her, left to her own devices. So basically, he's just upset about the way her hair looked. It looked like she neglected. You know,
it's a black girl that has natural hair.
They don't have black people doing black hair. But honestly, I don't know who's outraged about that. I'm not seeing much outrage about
it. But he would be outraged if she was like had like
flat ironed hair.
Flat ironed hair with extensions. She'd be like, well, she not had natural black hair. Yeah. So no, outrage not justified.
Exactly.
Go fuck yourself.
H&M actually commented back. And they were like, we're aware of the comments regarding this image. We truly believe that all kids should be allowed to be kids. The kids school-age kids who model for us come to the photo studio in the afternoon after school. And we aim for a natural look, which reflects that.
Yeah.
And there were other kids that were pictured, too, with like wild after-school looking hair.
Be consistent in your outrage. If you're going to be outraged about one thing, just be outraged about it. God.
What?
Same guy would be outraged about what we just talked about. Guaranteed.
What would he be outraged about?
Extensions, flat iron, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
are totally. You going to be, which one are you mad about? Natural hair or fake hair?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's only
yourself.
There's only so many ways you could have done her hair.
God, I hate people.
Like, are you mad at her mom for her having that hair? Or, like, I don't... It didn't make sense to me, the whole thing. I couldn't understand why people were even talking about it.
I hate everybody. That's why I don't go outside.
Oh, my God. You don't go outside?
No. Talk to people.
I can't... I really, like... honestly... I'm over this. I'm like over you. I'm over this. I don't want to do this shit anymore.
Okay, bye. Everybody, welcome to the James.
The James what?
Show.
There'll never be a James show. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry for being late. Sorry for having no voice.
God, you're just making that voice up.
How am I making that voice up? It comes and goes.
You didn't do it the whole time.
How can I control it? I can't control it at all. Did you ever go through that stage in hormones where your voice went in and out?
No, I had this voice since I was 4.
Exactly. So when you had your little pussy voice...
I just said I had my voice that I have right now.
Yeah, you know how I know that's not true? Because I've seen your pussy little voice on pussy little videos.
That's not true.
Anyway, thank you all. Have a great night.
Bye.
Peace.